testimony, Ephesians 3:5, which in other generations was not made known to the Son of Man, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in spirit. God's hidden and predestined will is a mystery. The unveiling of this mystery within our mingled spirit is the revelation of the mystery. Since I was a child, I attended church meetings, but I did not have the concept of living the church life. I thought it was enough just to go on Sundays and pray to the Lord when I had a need. However, after coming to the church in Kobe, my church life was recovered, not only on the Lord's Day, but also during the weekdays. I meet and gather with the brothers and sisters by exercising my spirit to call on the Lord's name, read His word, and fellowship. I enjoy it very much. I also began to talk with the Lord more often in my daily life. One time while traveling on the train, I was calling on the Lord's name in my heart and asked Him what the mystery of God's economy was that the brothers and sisters often spoke about. Suddenly, the veil was taken away, and I was enlightened. The mystery of God is Christ, and the mystery of Christ is the church. The goal of your life is Christ and the church. Although there were many people on the train, it felt as if it were only the Lord and me. I was so moved that I wept, praying, "Lord, You are the meaning of my life. I consecrate my whole life to You and to God's economy." Through that prayer, by the Lord's mercy, I am still in the church life today, and I give thanks that I'm walking on God's ordained way.